Hi! In this short video, we're going to give you some tips and pointers on how to take better pictures, whether you use your smartphone, a compact camera, or an SLR camera. Getting some of these basic guidelines down will also be useful in helping you determine what pictures to take or look for when you're making PowerPoint presentations or when making a digital story, for instance, photo stage. It will also come in handy for doing video recordings. So let's get started. Make sure to set the focus before shooting. On cameras, you do this by gently pressing down the release button before you push it all the way down to take the picture. You can do the same on the smartphone by tapping the screen where you want the focus set when the camera app is open. When taking a picture, make sure to press down the shooting button and not the whole camera. What we mean by this is that if you use too much force, you might nudge the camera out of focus. So try and give your camera as much support as possible. Rest your arms on a table or a ledge, or place your camera onto the table. Or better yet, if you have a tripod, use it. Consider the flash. Using the flash is not always a good idea. Here are two examples. As we can see on this picture, the lighting is very hard. It makes her face even more white and shiny. And also, it makes for an unfortunate contrast between the light areas and the dark areas in the picture. As opposed to these pictures, where the lighting is natural and much more balanced. This also makes the picture appear to have more depth. Here is an example where we should have used the flash. In hard sunlight, you get a burnt out face on this side and you get shade on the other side. So using a flash in that instance could have evened out the light in her face nicely. Think about composition. Obvious photos can look boring. Untraditional angles can look nice. And get the horizon straight. And also the flagpole. Beware of the background. When you're taking pictures, you have to consider all your surroundings and not just the object or subject right in front of you. This is a good example of that. And also, beware of the background light. A window, as we can see here, is a typical example. You forget that the window has a lot of light coming through it. So the camera can make the distinction between the dark areas and the white areas, so it tries to find the middle ground. And what happens is you can almost not see him. So by simply using the window to your advantage, you get a whole different look in your picture. Try to keep in mind that the subject or object you're taking a picture of is lighter than the background. The rule of thirds has to do with picture composition. The basic principle of rule of thirds is to imagine breaking the image down into thirds, both horizontally and vertically, leaving you with 9 parts. So that when you're placing the point of interest in your pictures, try to aim them at the intersections or along the lines. This will make for a much more balanced picture. It will also make for a more natural experience for the viewer of the image. So get to know your camera. Get to know its functions and features, even though if it's just your camera app on your smartphone. Play around with the flash, the focus, the zoom, the timer. Are there any manual adjustments that you can tinker with? Or are there filters? For instance, on the camera app. Are there any filters that can enhance my pictures? Play with it. Here are some examples. Should you use the manual focus? Should you use flash or not? Should you use a macro function? Or should you put your camera on a timer because you're going to be in the picture? Check out the macro function. The macro function can also be emulated by the smartphone by simply setting the focus. The white balance. The white balance helps the camera determine whether it's cold or warm light. Here are some of its classic features. You have sunlight, you have shade, you have cloud, and lamps and fluorescent lighting. Here's an example. In this picture, we have three of these different settings. We have shade on the far end, and we have daylight, and we have fluorescent lighting. This is a good example of how the white balance not only determines the color tones of your picture, but also the entire mood of the picture. How does ISO work? ISO has to do with your camera's light sensitivity. By using high ISO, you have a high sensitivity to light, but it means also that it will get noisy and sort of, if you see on this picture, it sort of looks like tiny grains all over the picture. And that is because the ISO is very high. In this picture, the ISO is medium to low, and you don't get that noisy feeling, but it's still correctly exposed. So, that means you should always keep the ISO as low as possible. When taking pictures of people, often you need to get closer than you think. When taking pictures of children, try to remember that you need to bring your camera down onto their level. But remember the minimum focusing distance. What that means is, if you bring your camera too close to something, it won't be able to find the focus. So you might need to take a step back for allowing it to find it. Picture adjustments. If you're going to use the pictures you have taken beyond your own album or living room, you should devote a couple of minutes to enhancing them with some adjustments. In this example, we have removed the power cord, we have boosted contrast and color. In this picture, we have pretty much done the same, but as you can see, we overdid it slightly so that the color noise is more visible. By overdoing adjustments, you might reduce the quality of the final image. So shoot both portrait and landscape pictures. Shoot a lot of them so you can delete and be selective. Good luck.